KRCL champions building a more socially engaged Utah through locally driven programming that promotes music discovery and civic participation. Tune in to KRCL on 90.9 FM for a curated mix of music, including at least one track by a Utah artist every hour. From alternative rock to reggae, blues to bluegrass, KRCL is here to bring you the greatest bangers all day, every day.
Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves.
That's the one for me. And they don't think it's so easy. For me, just get up. I mean, when niggas see that gun, it can be fake or real. If you know how to handle it, man, the motherfucker gonna get up. Motherfucker don't wanna get shot. That scary thing to wear a gun and dead in your motherfucking face, the barrel part. And you don't know who that is on the other side.
When you're forced to walk the line, just keep in mind that it's hard. How hard times really make you grind. We some stars now. Most niggas ain't around when you down, but they gon' call now. Never need a shit from a nigga, fuck a call out. Cause you can do your best and they gon' find a way to stall out. Praying for the best while preparing for a fallout. I can never stress, just knowing we go all out. Since the jump, we broke the bank, I'm trying to see us ball out.
It's like I can't breathe now that you're not around.
I go by Lord Cynic, Dogma Society.
I go by Kato. And we have two other artists, which would be Noobs and Chino. And then we have another member in the group, which is Ernie. And he's a creative director, videographer, market managing, somewhat of a behind the scenes aficionado. And we make Dogma Society, yeah.
Yes, sir.
We make the collective, the group.
That shit funny to me. It's the ones that was hating, now they running to me. Pretty bitch, read her mind, now she ugly to me. Seen real friends show true colors to me. I seen fake friends go and leave a burden on me. It's okay though.
We take a lot of what we've gone through in our lives and kind of just like put it into our music and, you know, hope it resonates with people, for sure. That's the way I can describe it.
Yeah. Another way I'd like to put it, it's bold. It's not withdrawn. None of the music we do is set to be sugar-coated or put lightly to please the listener. It's to show our true feelings about how we feel about ourselves, how we sometimes feel about each other or the world or whatever's going on. We just want to keep it honest and make sure we're well-executed with that. We don't want to really hold back in any sense. We want to make sure we always put the full picture in our music and explain it in the truest way. So yeah, bold's a good way to put that.
Me and Noobs, we've kind of been like best friends since like middle school. We just met through school and shit.
Yeah, me and Marco, we've been known of each other for a long time. Probably since, I'd say, like, the ending of freshman year in high school. Just through the internet and through the music scene in Salt Lake. And we had mutual friends that, like, let us know of each other. So it was always, like, a distant friendship. It was never, like, we'd hang out or, like, stay in contact with each other. But it was always support and respect throughout the music. Just recently, in the beginning of 2020, I lost my dad. And I was going through a hard time. And I was just, like, battling, like, addiction and, like, just feeling real reserved from people and just going through it horribly. Like, it was just all bad.
Yeah, yeah, to feel right, yeah, yeah. When the summer fades, I'm in the craze. The winter winds been howling at night, yeah, yeah. At night, yeah, yeah.
One night, I got a call from a friend, and it was, like, a mutual friend we had. He's like, yo, Marco opened up a studio. Cynic opened up a studio. Like, we should get this going. Like, you should hop up in here and record, like, you got bars, man. Like, we've been known of you, and we want to, like give you an opportunity to record some music. And I was, like, having a horrible night. Decided to go off, like, a whim and just put all that to the side and focus on the music and focus on getting myself in a positive environment. And, yeah, that's how we really, like, met and, like, built our friendship through music. And just, yeah, it was, I don't know, I see it as a real divine thing, you know, because, like, if I didn't meet him that night, it would have, situations could have gone left.
Yeah,
it was a blessing to meet him.
And then Chino, Chino just showed up in my studio one day, just like random as hell.
Hella random.
And then, yeah, we just saw him sitting on the curb.
Smoking a cigarette.
And, yeah, man, day one, like, he just brought that energy that, like...
can't be replicated or found anywhere else.
We're very big on energy, so, like, when we feel someone's energy, it's like, we know that that person is, like, something. Yeah. Like,
they're either going to be around or they're not, or it just is what it is.
Yeah, and we felt that with Chino, and instantly it was, like... a click, like we were just friends, and he was talented, and that's what I saw in everyone. We saw all saw in each other, like we're all talented. We could all really do something, and yeah, same with Ernie. Like I met Ernie in high school, and ever since then, me and him have just been like planning, plotting, like to do something bigger than just like a 9-to-5 or like you know the norm. And we're just passionate about music, so yeah, that's how we really came together.
Yeah. So we moved to Texas about 5.5 months ago, and it was just the three of us. We tried to get the other two to come down, and we really seen it as just a learning experience, you know what I'm saying? We wanted to expand as people, expand as how we can project ourselves to people who don't know us at all, you know what I'm saying? It was just a real learning experience. We wanted to make sure that we could go to another state and do what we do home there, you know what I'm saying? And so far, it's proven to be successful, not a...
Just to make it clear real quick, we did not move out of the state to quote-unquote blow up or be successful because everyone thinks you have to move out of Utah to become successful, but that's not why we moved here. We moved here
to learn
just
and grow.
To learn and grow and really take a step back from Utah and just kind of evaluate Utah. It was not just to – it was more of a coincidence how like
– everything happened right then and there.
Yeah, because that shit happened a week after we moved here, and I feel like some people are probably like –
oh, they moved to Texas and then they blew up. Like, who's out in Texas that they know that made them blow up? Like, nah, man, this is all Utah driven, man.
All like, Utah.
Like, like every single play, everything, like, it's Utah driven. We all had our own little routes in music and was getting our own little following up. But once we made the group, it just evolved into something completely new and just crazy. It was wild.
Yeah, we were all taking it serious already. Yeah. Just, like, individually, we were all just recording on our own, like, our own stuff, and, like he said, gaining a following, like, in the local scene, and then everything just, like, linked together.
Just fell into place.
Yeah, just fell into place, and that's how our group was formed, and, yeah, man.
So, I'm first generation born out of, like, my whole family. Me and my two other siblings are the first to be born in Utah. So it was like a whole new experience in whole for our whole family. So we grew up with the like basically the rawest experience of what it is to like be new to Utah. Like I didn't have any previous family that was like set there to like let me know the ropes or like anything like that. It was a whole new venture for our family. So it was a lot of moving around. I was around Murray a lot. I was in Magna, Glendale, Rose Park, in the inner city, just spread out all over the valley. I just fell in love with it. Like, I had a lot of hate for it, you know what I'm saying? Because there was times where I didn't feel accepted, and, like, I grew up just, like, not feeling like I was wanted where I lived, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I learned and felt through school, like, from teachers and just random adults throughout life that I encountered, you know what I'm saying? And law enforcement and whatnot.
It's like, you stay on this side and we stay on this side.
Exactly, yeah. And even in the inter-minority communities, like, say, Glendale and Rose Park, it was just, like, it was something that it had me at conflict a lot of the time, but it built a love and appreciation for the city that I don't feel I could have got anywhere else. If I grew up in California, or if I grew up in like New York, or like just any other state, you know what I'm saying? Like Utah really just like built me up differently because it's just such a different culture out there. Like how I see it, it's a baby compared to every other state when it comes to how the culture's growing and flourishing. Like, there's so much untapped stuff, so it just really made me see Utah as an undiscovered gem.
My relationship with the city is, like, I have so much love for Salt Lake. I used to not like Salt Lake. I used to always want to get out of it because I, like, lived there my whole life. I moved to Utah when I was about 2 years old from Texas, from Dallas. I lived in a very bad neighborhood in Dallas, and my parents wanted to, you know, kind of start fresh and move to a... kind of a quieter city, I guess. And we ended up moving to Salt Lake, but we moved right back into, you know, kind of the
underbelly
of it. Like Glendale. So I was raised in Glendale, and I just saw a lot, man, as a kid. I was exposed to a lot growing up there.
That not a lot of people know is going on in Utah. Because, yeah. Our whole group is consisted of people who left other places, harder places, came from struggle to, like, build a new life in a place that they thought was going to be sunshine and rainbows and just very, like, very stable, you know? But due to that sense of naiveness, I don't like to call it that, but it was being naive, you know? But, I mean, it's bad everywhere, don't get me wrong, but, yeah, like, it was just crazy to grow up there, you know? Like, you see a lot of things that honestly shouldn't be going on in a beautiful place like Utah, you know what I'm saying? We're all blessed to be in a place like Utah. Like, everybody can go get a job, everybody can create something, but due to, like, the lack of understanding in that, it's just hard to, like, build something as quickly and as stably as you need it to be, you know? Like, if you're not well off and you just don't have that advantage, it's kind of hard, you know? It's kind of hard.
Yeah. I think we appreciate it, though. Like, we appreciate coming from where we come from, because
it made us feel grateful.
It made us very grateful.
Yeah, we could still be where our families ran from, but they chose a beautiful place like Utah, and it crafted us to be young, hungry individuals who want to just be positive and loving, because we grew up in an environment that has that all over the place, but also due to, like, just what it is in this world we live in, you know what I'm saying? In this country we live in, it's not that sweet all the time. So you get a taste of a nice life.
You get a taste of both sides for sure.
But at home sometimes it's not like that. More than less, you know.
Yeah. I feel like it motivated us, because we see all the stuff going on there that doesn't get light shined on it. So we want to really just bring it to light with our music. We want to, like, make sure people know that this stuff is going on in Utah.
You can't heal anything if you don't address the wound.
Dead ass.
Period. Short story, not even a long, well, it's a long one, but how it all started was one link, like a SoundCloud link that our friend, the other artist, Noobs, he posted a link on this submission that this guy Mass Gorilla does, and he owns his own record label. He's, like, partnered with Warner and whatnot, and he got partnered up with SoundCloud to have his own little show called Link and Build. So I was chilling one night on Twitter, you know, just scrolling through, and it was about like 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, and I seen that Noobs commented the link, and I was like, oh damn, I might have to, like, do the same thing. But then I thought about it, I was like, nah man, I'm gonna put all my positive energy in this one link and put all my faith in it. And I just liked it, went to bed, woke up the next day, and Marco got a call or a text from just a random supporter, and he was like, yo, they're playing your guys' music on the stream, like, you guys were the last song by random, and he's loving it. And we go and look at it, and he's like, this is, like, the best song that we've had so far. Like, I'm definitely going to get in contact with these guys. And then
followed,
like,
us.
Yeah, 5 minutes later, he started following us, and then he messaged us and was like, yo, you guys want to be on the next show? So, like, so on and so forth, got on the show, talked about what's going on, you know, talked about how we were working at the projects when we first got to Texas, and we're probably gonna get fired for being on the show, which we inevitably did. So it was a bunch of craziness. And
then, wait, why is that? Why'd you get fired?
We had to. So we were at work, and the show was scheduled for, like, what, like 2 p.m. and we were out of work at 5. So we're like,
we're gonna have
it's either work or the show or our dreams.
Yeah, everything we
So we literally just left, did the interview, and the sound check before the interview, there was, like, the CEO of SoundCloud in there, the A&Rs of SoundCloud. They just loved us. We did the live stream, and they're like, okay, we're gonna keep this going with you guys. We wanna, like, help you guys, we wanna mentor you. And ever since that, we've been kind of being mentored in a way by SoundCloud, just, like, helped out a little bit. when it comes to our exposure and where we come from and the type of music we make. And so basically, we kept a relationship with the A&R from SoundCloud. And
shout out Carly.
Yeah, shout out Carly. Things just started like kind of
looking
going crazy for us. Like, it was just our first two singles. So we dropped Head Rush. That went crazy and got us on the live stream. We went to Salt Lake to visit and, you know, just kind of see family for a bit. And one of our good friends, like one of my brothers, Thompson Kamara, he passed away while I was over there right after our show we did. Mm-hmm. It was like our second Dogma show ever. And it was with Outset, the group that he was in. And 20 minutes after that, he was gunned down, unfortunately. From that, the fire was just started. Like, we're like, okay, we have to do this now. And we already had a track, Home, which is on the album, Home Doesn't Feel Right. We got home to Texas and feeling all types of way, we just dropped it, and that song went crazy.
And it resonated then, with a lot of people.
Yeah, especially during that time, because we lost a good person.
And, we lost three good people.
Yeah. Just
from the span of...
it's like 2 weeks.
Three young artists passed away, and it hit every part of the city. Mm-hmm. Like, literally. Like, Thompson, he's known statewide. Like, everybody's known citywide, the three people that passed. But, like, it was all in their own subdivisions of where they were, like, residing and, like, where their roots were. And since we all know each other, we're just deeply connected through every neighborhood in Rose Park, Glendale, West Valley, Kearns. Sugar House, everywhere, you know? And it just hit the city, like, so hard where each heavy-hitting creative group kind of took a hiatus. Like, they had to take a step back from everything because it was just a real hard time. So, like...
Yeah, including us.
Yeah, including us. We had to take a step back. Like, it was just a hard time. Like, it was really, like, a slap in the face, you know what I'm saying, to be grateful of who you have around you. And just... it just really showed us that what we do really matters, what everybody does for the city matters, and we have to, like, make sure we have their memories and their lives live through us, and we do it positively and we do it right.
Not only that, at the time when all of that was going on, we were broke. Like, we couldn't pay our rent. Like, we just got fired from our job to, like, chase our dreams, you know? So we're trying to make everything happen. And we had a meeting with the A&R from SoundCloud, Carly. And we were just talking to her about, like, money. We're like, we need money to do this stuff. Like, we need money to record music, to drop
all the
music,
events to get people to come out and experience each other's energy and just build and actually get to that next step to where we can actually get the financial standing to build.
Yeah, but at that time, we only had the two songs. We had Head Rush and Home. And she was like, I mean, I can pitch you guys to get distribution, sign some sort of deal to get some funds, you know, to back you. But you guys only have two songs. So, like, she couldn't really, like, pitch that to anybody. And she was like, you guys should just drop an album.
And we weren't even thinking about it.
Yeah, we weren't even thinking about it. We're just going to keep dropping singles.
Yeah, going with singles and then going to music videos.
Yeah. But then after that, we're like, shit, man, it's time.
Album mode.
We're going to do whatever we can to get this album done. And it was crazy, man. It was a movie. Like,
Mic right now, we were going to rent.
We literally rented. We rented it because our engineer from Texas, he moved to L.A. So we had no engineer over here. So we couldn't record music. And I engineered myself, and, like, I was all right, you know? I was decent, but Caden was like, yo, we should just record the whole album in our house, like, in our living room. And I was just like, I can't do that, bro. Like, I don't mix that good. And he was just like, well, you better learn, like. And we literally rented equipment from Guitar Center.
And we were just going to return it right after the album was done.
Yeah, yeah. We were just going
to
return
it. Because we had no money. Like, we had to pull overdrafts. Like, I'm going to have to pull an overdraft to pay rent next month. Like, we're still broke. Like,
we're still broke, but, like, shit's growing like, crazy fast. Yeah. Like,
it's like, I don't know. Like, I said
this is probably
day.
The last month we're ever going to have to worry about rent.
Being broke has never felt this good. Like, like, I feel like I'm rich, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, ever since we started this journey of, because we had a group before Dogma, and it like, in all honesty, it crashed and burned because it was just a wrong time thing, you know? It wasn't it wasn't from the heart. We were thinking more like, okay, like, let's make music and get popping. Like, why not? Let's just do it. We were like, I want to say we were in it for the wrong things, but our energy was misguided, not where it should be. You know what I'm saying? We still wanted to preach positivity and have a good message and make sure, like, that was one of our focus, but it wasn't our main focus. Our main focus was getting our pockets right, you know what I'm saying? And that's an understandable thing, but at the end of the day, that's not what it's about.
We recorded the album in our living room, mixed all of it. Like, it took me a long time, kind of.
Yeah, just and it learning. Still wasn't even done the first trip around.
Yeah, it still wasn't even done. Like,
another fun fact. The album was not done. I'm just going to say it because this is going to be funny. You know what I'm saying? We was straight capping. We was lying. We was lying our ass off because, like, bro, like, we ain't never done this. Like, we weren't, you know what I'm saying? We just love music and we're doing it all off the passion and the faith, you know? Like, so we're like, shoot, hit us with the album. We're like, yeah, we got music. We can do this. We can do that. Like, whole time, we're like, damn, we're broke.
We only
like,
got two songs.
We only got two songs. Like, we got to make it work, you know what I'm saying? But universe willingly, energy willingly, you know what I'm saying? God willingly, like, it just all happened. And the second trip around, we got the album done. He flew out and...
Flew out again, yeah.
Yeah, and it was...
Finished it. Finished the last track of the album.
Mm-hmm.
Mixed it. Dropped it. Now we mixed it, and then we're like, all right, bet, let's go out to Utah. Let's have a little album release party. This was last week. I was like, shit, we might as well be over there for the album release, you know?
Pulled another overdraft. No cap. I don't even know, man. Like, shoot.
Yeah, it always gets paid back, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's what's crazy to me. Like,
we always figure out ways, like, no matter what it is, we're gonna
always
pay
break
rent.
Even. We always break even.
Mm-hmm. We flew out there. We're like, all right, man. Like, let's throw this fucking album release party. We got Snix on there, Jex, Outset,
Mega Tools, K Hunted.
Yeah, people who are really starting to, like, pop off in the local scene.
Legends, man.
Yeah, local legends. They're soon going to be, like, global legends. But, yeah, we had all of them come and, like, you know, show love, perform with us. And we ended up just packing out the, like, venue. And it was just crazy, man, because that was our first headlining show ever.
Same shit, new day, same fit, new take. Takes time, it takes time, but I'll find a new way. Same time, same place, my mind is base. Same life to waste, every day will soon change. Same shit, new day, same fit, new take. Takes time, it takes time, but I'll find a new way.
Same packed time, out the venue. From being there last time when my friend passed away to this time, and seeing the song Home affect everybody how it did, and seeing everyone in the venue screaming the lyrics to that song, it really, like, it made me tear up. Like, it was a beautiful thing. Like,
everybody overcame fear that night put on us.
Yeah.
Like, every artist had some
sort of fear because of the trauma of the last show that happened. Yeah. Like we lost a brother after that show, so it was kind of just like trauma. Like,
and that weighed on us
worried.
Heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
That weighed on us really heavy because, man, the universe is a crazy thing. Things happen, you know, and it's like sometimes it's like, me personally speaking, like, it was like an inevitable feeling of guilt, you know? Like, that's how I see things. Like, it's like a butterfly effect, you know? So, like, this time around, I made sure, like, I went around to everybody and, like, gave them, like, feelings of love and appreciation and safety and security. And tonight's going to be a good night. And it's going to be a legendary night. Mm-hmm. And we're all going to do our thing and kill the show. And just everything's going to be beautiful because... It's what Womp would wanted. It's what Benji would have wanted. It's what Haram would have wanted. It's what everybody wants and needs. You know what I'm saying? We need a time of peace and clarity and love and respect and just raw energy. We don't need more violence. We don't need more drama. We don't need any of the things that plague our communities. You know what I'm saying? Just because it's such a young city and a lot of people in the minority community, just due to how it is in America, like, we fall victim to that naive mentality of feeling like we got to be macho men and we got to be badass and we got to be aggressors and just anything like that due to, like, whatever it is, you know?
Yeah. And just from that, we're losing a lot of good people.
A lot of good people. Like, yeah. It's not even just on a music sense. We have so many friends and family and just everything that just, like, passed away through the years due to all these
negative things
going on. Yeah, and just...
Yeah.
That night was really just...
It was beautiful.
Yeah,
That night was beautiful, man. Like,
it's amazing.
To hear everyone scream the lyrics and hear everyone scream...
And, like, dance with each other and...
Yeah, screaming Thompson's name and, like, Benji's name, and like, you know, it was a beautiful thing to see that music brought that together, and that's why we make music.
Shout out Alsa and them 220 boys, man. Shout out Wave Runners, man.
Yeah.
Shout out everybody in the city, man. Shout out Tribe Boulevard.
Yeah.
Shout out Toby, man. Shout out Ron. Yeah. Shout out everybody who made that show a possibility, man. Shout out Rioma, Akuya, Maine, everybody, yeah. Create, man. Everybody who came out, man. It was just meant to be, you know. It was time where the young kids of the state showed what we're capable of and showed what we can do just off of our own energy and off of our own love and off of our own hard work, you know. Like, we never had no handouts. Like, our parents weren't out here paying for everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, we had to work and we had to sacrifice and do everything we could to make sure we provided the city with what it needs, and that's love and that's positivity and that's unity, you know?
Yeah.
And that show was just a true reflection of that.
It takes time, but I'll find a new way. Same time, same place, my mind is space.
Yeah, this is our track Velvet off of our first album, Dogma World Volume 1.
Hope you guys enjoy it.
Yeah.
It is Kato's personal favorite off the album.
Yeah, one of my personal favorites too. The last song we made.
The last song. So yeah. Enjoy. As solos within the group, we're planning on dropping EPs and whatnot. Me and Noobs have some music in the works. I just dropped a single right before the album dropped, just as a little bonus, you know what I'm saying? Just as a little reminder that we're still gonna keep going. It's all gas, no brakes. It's not stopping with an album, you know what I'm saying? You guys are gonna get the whole cake. You're gonna get us as a group, you're gonna get us as individuals, you're gonna get collabs on the side where it's maybe just two of us on a song or whatever it is. But yeah, we got music in the works.
It's just when will they get it? That's the thing.
Yeah.
We're not gonna oversaturate,
yeah,
the people with music, because there's no demand for that.
Yeah.
There's no demand once you give too much.
Yeah.
Just type in Dogma Society. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, iTunes,
Twitter. The only thing
SoundCloud
that's different though is on Instagram, it is Dogma Society 9.
Tired of these motherfuckers trying to tell us what to do. From the music, to what we say, to how we pop out, to the bitches with everything, just fucking with our shit. Okay, nigga, this is dogma, bitch. Fuck you.
If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes. Hey, thank you for listening. Be sure to catch Slug Mag's final virtualized concert on May 21st at 8 p.m. featuring Star-Crossed Loners, Jack Johnson, and Little Grim. Wheels burn to get gone, a big cap, this game, this life game, getting ill, Jack. Wrist things to get changed to fill gaps.